John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He is back, the author of If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 1970s. He's the one and only author, musicologist, Chris Efting. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, John. Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're starting with, you know, one of my favorite bands in the world, probably my favorite band in the world, The Who. I have heard parts of this story, but parts of it I never knew before, because this is when Pete drank.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Who Are You? And, of course, Pete being found out on the street. And that's a real story?
It's a real story. And what's interesting is that, you know, it's about 1977. And in London, of course, the punk movement is in full bloom. The Sex Pistols have sort of, you know, it's a really interesting time for bands like The Who and The Stones and Pink Floyd that have been almost toppled by this, you know, group of punks. And so, as the legend goes, and it's true, Townsend spends a day, full day, with Alan Klein going over band finances. His mind is just sort of a blur from this kind of grueling day of numbers crunching, and he goes into a bar and he runs into Paul Cook and Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols. And, you know, there was this kind of mutual admiration, because the Pistols looked at him as kind of the godfather of their movement.
Uh-huh.
And I think he looked at them as the next in line. He totally understood and appreciated where they were coming from. And they have this incredible night of drinking and stuff, and Townsend winds up passed out in the alley outside the pub. And at morning, he's woken up, and there's a line of the song, "I woke up in a Soho doorway, a policeman knew my name." And as the cop shakes him out of his stupor, the first thing Townsend says to him was, "Who are you?" And then from that point, builds the song around not just the cop, but uses that as kind of a springboard and this metaphor of, like, well, who are the fans? Who are the Pistols? Really kind of challenging everything around him. Now, I had heard a lot of this stuff, too, but several weeks ago, I found myself at a little luncheon sitting next to Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols.
Okay.
And he recounted what it was like the day Townsend came in. He said of all of his memories from that period, as crazy as it was, one of the fondest was sitting drinking with Pete Townsend, because he's like you. The Who for him is like right at the top of the list,
right?
And he had just seen Daltrey play the week before in England and stuff. So it's a great story, I think, because again, that period in rock and roll, you remember, it was so interesting when the Pistols came up and really kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, pierced all those bubbles of the really big bands. But I think the fact that Townsend got them and appreciated them is really true to form. You know what I mean? A lot of his contemporaries dismissed bands like the Pistols, but I think Townsend was smart enough to realize they were definitely onto something, and that there was something he could learn from them, and vice versa.
Did the cop say, "Who the F are you?" Or did Townsend say, "Who the F are you?" to the cop?
Townsend said that to the cop. That's
okay.
The story. Okay. It was just perfectly appropriate. And again, if you look at the lyrics as well, there's a line in there, 11 hours in the tin pan, referring to, you know, the Tin Pan Alley reference of working with lawyers. He said, "God, there's got to be another way." I mean, he's, you know, there's a lot of kind of interesting frustration at that point. But I think for a lot of big bands of that stature in the late 70s, you know, times were changing like right under their feet in a way they never had since the 60s. And they had to sort of, you know, either reinvent themselves or do something. And I think Townsend was smart enough to realize that, you know, they had to evolve a little bit and not just sort of get stuck in the same rut like a lot of other bands.
Well, he is Chris Efting, the author of If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 1970s, which you can pick up through Amazon.com. They are The Who, and the question at hand is, who are you?